Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you know that Jesus loves you? Yes, but how do you know? The Bible tells us many things that Jesus gave up so that you could be happy and safe and live with Him in heaven someday. Let's sing Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong.
Some days are dark and cloudy. I don't like those days as much. But when a beam of sunlight comes out from behind the darkness, it seems to take away all the sadness and bring light and happiness. Jesus wants us to be like that. He wants us to be like a sunbeam to shine for Him each day. Let's sing, Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam.
Jesus wants me for a sunbeam to shine for Him each day. And everywhere try to please Him, at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam, a sunbeam, a sunbeam.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am an animal from Africa. I look kind of like a horse because I have a long mane and a long tail, but I'm not a horse. I am covered in black and white stripes. What am I?
It's a zebra.
A zebra. I am a huge bird. But I can't fly, so I walk on my two long legs. I lay the biggest eggs. Some people even ride on me. Ride on a bird? That's right. What am I?
Ostrich. We got to feed that.
I'm an ostrich. Last one. I'm a really big animal, a big heavy animal. That's gray. I have long floppy ears, and I have a trunk for my nose. And I can spray water out of it. What am I?
Elephant.
That one's easier. I'm an elephant. These three animals are all strange animals to ride on, but people actually do ride on zebras, ostriches, and elephants. Our story today is about a more common animal that Jesus rode on. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to our world. Thank you for our Bibles that tell us so much about you. In Jesus' name, amen. Many people loved Jesus when he lived here on this earth. Jesus made them better when they were sick. Jesus gave them food when they were hungry. Jesus cared for them when they were sad and lonely. Jesus helped them not to be afraid, and he forgave them when they did wrong. Jesus also kept people safe from Satan, and they loved him for all of those things. The people knew that Jesus was their very best friend. Jesus was always on their side. And boys and girls, Jesus is on your side. He wants to help and be your friend too. The people loved Jesus so much that many of them wanted him to be their king. In those days, a king would tell the people what to do. Some kings were bad, and some were good. Because Jesus was so kind and good, the people thought that he would make a wonderful king. One day, Jesus told two of his disciples to get a donkey for him to ride. What animal was he going to ride? A donkey. But Jesus didn't have a donkey, so he told the disciples where to find the donkey. The disciples knew that kings usually rode on donkeys, so when he said he was going to ride on one, they got so excited because they wanted him to be their what? They wanted him to be their king. That's right. The disciples found the donkey that Jesus told them about, and the owner wanted to know, "What are you doing with my donkey?" They told him, "Jesus needs this donkey." And the owner was so happy when Jesus started riding on the donkey. Other people got excited too. Why did they get excited about him riding a donkey? Because they thought maybe he would be their king. The people wanted to help Jesus become their king. They wanted to honor him, so they threw their coats on the ground where the donkey would walk. They waved palm branches up and down. They picked flowers and tossed them to Jesus. They wanted to show Jesus how much they loved him. "Hosanna, Hosanna," the people shouted. Even the little boys and the girls came running. The mommies and the daddies were all there waving to Jesus. Wouldn't you have liked to be there, waving at Jesus as he rode by? Can little boys and girls today show Jesus that they love him too, even though you can't see him with your eyes? Yes, they can. When you obey your mommy or daddy, guess what you're doing? You show Jesus that you love him. When you sing songs about Jesus, you also show him that you love him. And when you're kind to others, what are you doing? When you're kind, you're showing that you love Jesus and that you want to be like him. Jesus was the kindest person who ever lived. Someday soon, Jesus will come back to take us to his home in heaven and all the people who want Jesus to be their king. Do you love Jesus? I love Jesus. Someday soon, you and I can sing to Jesus, just like those children in long ago. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Psalms 18:1. "I will love you, O Lord." That's a short one, isn't it? You can point to yourself, "I will." Give yourself a hug, "Love you," and point up to heaven, "O Lord." "I will love you, O Lord," Psalm 18:1. Point to yourself, "I will." Give a hug for love. Give yourself a hug when you say, "Love you." And point up to heaven, "O Lord." Now let's try it together. I will.
I will.
Love you.
Love you.
O Lord.
O Lord.
Psalm 18.
Psalms 18.
One.
One.
It's time for prayer. We can fold our hands. And you can repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
To our world.
To our world.
We are happy.
We are happy.
You are coming back soon.
You're coming back soon.
Thank you for helping us be ready.
Thank you for helping us be ready.
To go to heaven with you.
To go to heaven with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Our closing song today comes from the hymnal. It's called More About Jesus. Let's learn more about Jesus as we sing and every day.
More about Jesus I would know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More, more about Jesus.
Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.